It's National Noodle Month, and Shelley Fraser Mickle is singing the praises of pasta in all its twists and turns.
This is National Noodle Month, and I can tell you more things than you'll ever want to know about the history of the noodle. In fact, when I got serious about becoming qualified to speak nationally on behalf of the noodle, I found there were over 3,249 references to the noodle on the World Wide Web. But now, we all know what's really important about the noodle. Think back. Wasn't it the first food you fell in love with? I mean, food is good. It's pleasurable and necessary. It's the first thing a child discovers after his toes. But then, give him a noodle for the first time, and well, after that, nothing about the world is ever the same. Just in case you wanted to know, these are the facts that will make you a real hit at your next cocktail party when you can talk about how the Chinese were the first people to discover the noodle. They found they could put a little flour with water, and voila, they had a great food source as well as a plaything. In fact, nobody knows for sure, but it's suspected that the word noodle came from a Germanic beginning that had something to do with a worm-like appearance. Marco Polo introduced noodles to Italy in 1292. Yet the Italians still argue about this because they say their use of macaroni goes back to the ancient Romans, who gave credit for macaroni to the gods. Noodles really caught on, though, when people started exploring the world by ships, because it was an easy food to store and would last pretty much forever. The first recipe to call for a noodle was in the 15th century and was written down by an Italian monk. But it was in the 18th century that the noodle began to branch out. It appeared in the British song Yankee Doodle, because when the last line says that Yankee Doodle stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni, it was because macaroni was used to describe anything that was exceptionally good. The song caught on in the American Revolution, and noodles in all shapes and lengths have been a staple in the American diet ever since. Consider now how we use it in every soup and dish you can think of, and we use it as a substitute to refer to our heads and for messing around. Yeah, just as I used to say when I was about 7, I guess I better stop noodling around now and go fill my noodle with something else.